Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Button Mortgage presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
Button up your mortgage with the Button Mortgage Team. Call 833-BUTTON-2 or visit buttonmortgageteam.com. The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, it is Daily Ticker time on a Wednesday. Here's what's coming up on the show. Just a little peek ahead around the corner on a Wednesday. Get to some NFL news or notes in about 15 minutes. A lot going on in the NFL. Some signings that happened. Some rumored trades that we did not talk about. I teased an Aaron Rodgers thing like a million times yesterday. We never got to it, so I want to get to that coming up next. Top of the hour, Heather Dinich is going to hop on.
Yeah.
And she's going to talk to us about the potential for expanding the playoff. You found an article on SI. It was a really good read about kind of the future and where we're going to go. Ross Dellinger wrote it. We've had him on the show many a times, just about kind of the process that it has taken for the playoff committee to get to this point and what they're considering. So Dinich is going to join us at the top of the hour, and then at 8:15 we'll do Stat or Story. But it is time for the Daily Ticker, and we go to Boston today. Zach Cox, he's a Patriots beat writer at Nesson, at Zach Cox Nesson on Twitter. You can go give him a follow. Well, they did it. And they didn't have to trade up to do it.
The evil empire. Of course, this kid goes there.
Oh, God. He's chunky. He's white. He looks exactly like Tom Brady. Mac Jones goes to New England. Zach, thanks for the time this morning. I mean, what was the reaction? They get the guy that they probably wanted right behind the scenes, and you didn't have to trade up to go get him.
Yeah, it was almost surprising given how obvious it was. typically, when you look at the Patriots in the draft, they very rarely do the thing that everybody expects them to do and everybody views as kind of the obvious right call. But I think that was the case here. I mean, Mac Jones, yes, there are still questions about how he'll fare in an offense that isn't as loaded as Alabama's. He has the arm strength concerns. He has the mobility concerns. But overall, he looks like the best fit for the Patriots offense. He basically checks every single box of what the Patriots typically look for in their quarterbacks. And the fact that they were able to just sit pat at number 15, not have to trade up, not have to give up any future assets, and that guy fell right to them right there, I think it was a no-brainer to pick him. Now, we'll see how long it takes him to actually get on the field, but this was a very good pick for the Patriots, I think.
Yeah, what is your prediction? And I know it's probably tough to read Belichick and company on those kind of moves because they go to the beat of their own drum, but you know, Cam, I was always a big fan of Cam, but he clearly looks like a guy physically that's just not the same. We'll see what he does this year as he was trash talked by a 12-year-old this summer, or this offseason. How many weeks in do you think before we see Mac Jones in New England? Does it have to get awful, or can they be middle of the road, but he's still not moving the ball down the field, so they go Mac Jones?
Yeah, it'll be really interesting. Cam Newton is going to start as the Patriots quarterback. Bill Belichick came right out and said that minutes after the Mac Jones pick. And I honestly wouldn't be shocked if this is, if not a total redshirt year for Mac Jones, at least a year where we don't see a lot of him and he kind of does a lot of learning behind the scenes and conditioning and that type of stuff, and then comes out and is the Patriots starter in 2022. But if Cam Newton does struggle and if Mac Jones looks really good in camp and for the first couple of weeks of the season, he was considered probably one of the most pro-ready quarterbacks in this draft class, then there is a chance, certainly, that we could see him start a couple games this year. But I don't think the Patriots are going to rush that. I think it's going to be a case of if Cam Newton is playing reasonably well, and I do expect him to be better this year given his additional time in the system, and two, all the additions they made to that pass-catching group this offseason. I think if Cam is playing reasonably well, I think he'll continue to be the Patriots starter for most of the season.
We're talking with Zach Cox and Nesson at Zach Cox Nesson on Twitter, Patriots beat writer. On that note, the two quarterbacks, I mean, you really couldn't have two guys that are more different in terms of the way they're built and the style in which they play, from a starter to a backup. How do they handle that, and have they said anything about that? Like, if you're bringing along a backup, is he running the same offense Cam is running? Do they go back to more of a look that they ran, you know, with McDaniels when Brady was there? Like, how does that work with a quarterback that's zone read, run heavy, and a guy who doesn't move very well and is a pocket passer?
Yeah, that's going to be really interesting. That was part of the reason why, leading up to the draft, I was kind of advocating for a Justin Fields or a Trey Lance, just because one of those guys, you can put him right in and you can basically run the exact same offense that you're running with Cam Newton. And with Mac Jones, you will have to have a different system in there, because he's obviously not going to do a lot of the things that Cam Newton is able to do. But, on the plus side, the Patriots ran a Mac Jones-style offense for 20-plus years with Tom Brady, so it's not like they're going to have to kind of implement a new system, but they will have to have two different systems, certainly, with Cam Newton and with Mac Jones. Even Jarrett Stidham, who will either be the number two or the number three this season, most likely. Even he has some more mobility than Mac Jones, so he was able to run some of that QB run type packages. So yeah, it's gonna be really interesting to see how all of that shakes out and how the Patriots are able to both get Cam Newton ready with that style of offense and make sure Mac Jones is continuing to progress in the offense that he's going to run.
Well, and it felt like the Brady Belichick thing was coming to an end for like the last 3, maybe 4 years. Maybe I'm reaching there a bit on the timeline, but you could kind of feel it. And there were these reports that would come out about the relationship, the dynamics. Brady goes to Tampa and wins. It might seem like a silly question because he's the most accomplished coach in NFL history, but haven't they tried this with how many different players to say, oh, we've got the next quarterback, Ryan Mallett's of the world. How confident should Pats fans be that they took in Mac Jones and Mac Jones is going to be the next Tom Brady?
I think that is expecting him to be the next Tom Brady, you're almost certainly going to be disappointed. But the fact is, this is the first time that the Patriots have drafted a quarterback in the first round during the Bill Belichick era. The first time they've done that since they picked Drew Bledsoe first overall way back in 1993. So while most of the quarterbacks that the Patriots have drafted have turned out to be more backup-level guys, they've never used this level of pick, this high of a pick, on a quarterback, on somebody who is this talented and who was this highly touted coming into the draft. And the highest pick, other than Mac Jones, that they used was 60th overall on Jimmy Garoppolo. And say what you want about Jimmy Garoppolo, he's still had a reasonably successful NFL career when he's healthy. I mean, he quarterbacked the team to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. So, yeah, I definitely wouldn't be comparing Mac Jones too much to the Matt Castles and the Ryan Mallets and the Jacoby Brissetts. This is a guy who is on a different level. Again, who knows what his actual NFL ceiling will be, but I think that expectations are going to be considerably higher for him.
I was just
going
to say, the only reason I said that, I dare to compare him to Brady, the GOAT at that position, but I mean, that's kind of what Boston sports fan is going to do, is it not? They're going to look at him and say, all right, go win us a bunch of Super Bowls. We're used to seeing it. And if he doesn't, you know, that's the pressure cooker of drafting a Mac Jones.
Yeah, I mean, it's sky high expectations. I guess you could say he has the benefit of not following the guy, but following the guy who followed the guy. So there is a little bit of buffer there. But yeah, I mean, from a skill set perspective, Mac Jones is very similar to Tom Brady, just in what he does well in the game. Not saying that he is Tom Brady or not comparing him to Tom Brady or anything like that, even though he's going to get a lot of that in the coming years. But he does a lot of the positives in Tom Brady's game. Mac Jones also has those in his own game, and a lot of the negatives that Tom Brady has from a kind of mobility, athleticism perspective. Yeah, you get a similar package there with Mac Jones too. So yeah, the Tom Brady comparisons are certainly not going to stop anytime soon. And yeah, it's going to be certainly a pressure filled situation whenever Mac Jones does end up getting on the field.
I know every NFL fan had the same reaction on draft night. It was, oh God, here we go again. We'll see if it ends up happening, Mac Jones. And how long it takes for him to be the starter. Zach Cox, at Zach Cox Nesson on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Patriots beat writer. Thanks so much for the time this morning, man. We really appreciate it. And I'm sure we'll catch up again here soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.